Avocados, kale, and now mushrooms. The fungi are increasing in demand, price, and production. In fact, the American Mushroom Institute says the U.S. is producing more mushrooms per month than it ever has before. The industry trade group credits the increasing popularity of plant-based diets for the mushrooming changes, but they're not just for salads. Mushrooms can be used to make everything from furniture to clothing to shipping materials. Mycelium foam, like what's made by a company called Ecovativ, isn't always the most cost-effective option for shipping, but it is changing the way some people think about mushrooms.
Since the 1950s, humans have produced over 9 billion tons of plastic. Most of that is ending up in landfills and could take centuries to decompose. A miracle material found in nature could be the key to reducing plastic waste. It's called mycelium, and it comes from mushrooms.
Mycelium is like the root structure of a mushroom. You're used to seeing a mushroom above ground. Mycelium is like the roots beneath it. But no one had ever tried to use them to make materials.
Eben Bayer is the CEO of Ecovativ, a company that has developed a way to grow mycelium into specific shapes and sizes. They start by taking organic plant waste and mixing it with mycelium cells, which act as a sort of natural glue.
The mycelium grows through and around those particles, and it binds them together, and you've got a grown product.
Ecovativ's mycelium products provide a natural alternative to packaging materials made out of plastic and styrofoam.
But at the end of its useful life, you can actually break it up and you can put it in your own garden. So it's a nutrient, not a pollutant.
Ecovativ wants to take mycelium to the next level.
Our current technical focus is developing the next generation of mycelium materials, from cell scaffolding to leather-like materials to even meat replacements.
AKA mycelium bacon, which is still in its testing phases. The company thinks mycelium could also play a major role in construction and even in regenerative medicine.
It really has boundless possibilities, and it comes from its ability to move from the micro scale to the macro scale.